Chapter 11, The Lemonade Party. It was a bright, sunny Saturday morning. Lane showed up at 9 o'clock, wheeling June Sires, who was holding an enormous basket of lemons on her lap. My folks were already gone for the day, attending seminars to help them sell more carpet tiles and cardboard boxes. "I hate suits," I said, pulling on my collar. "You look outstanding," Lane said, "very presidential." Lane and I set up a long table at the edge of the lawn, and Mrs. Sires got to work making lemonade. I dug some long sticks of wood out of the basement and nailed cardboard to them. Lane has nicer handwriting than I do, so he painted three signs: Moon and June for President, Help Us, We Need 20 Million, and Lemonade, 25 Cents.
$20 million? Whistled Mrs. Sire. I'm going to need more lemons.
It's just a symbol, Lane explained, blowing up balloons to hang on the booth. Grown-ups get all misty-eyed when they see lemonade stands. It reminds them of the good old days.
There were no good old days, harumphed Mrs. Sires. The good old days is anything that happens before you're old enough to see the world as it really is.
I live on a pretty busy street. Cars started pulling over right away, and soon our lemonade stand was surrounded by people.
Hi, I said to each person cheerfully. My name is Judson Moon. I'm 12 years old, and I'm running for president of the United States.
Keep smiling, Lane whispered in my ear, and don't say anything that will make anybody angry. Kiss some babies.
I'm not really into kissing, I complained. Do I have to?
Then hug people. I'm not very good at it, I admitted. I never know which side I should put my head. If I put my head toward the left and if the other person puts their head toward the right, we bump heads. Can't I just punch him on the arm?
We never had a chance to solve the problem. A beat-up Chevy Nova pulled up, followed by a minivan. A sloppily dressed guy got out of the Nova. He was carrying a pad in his hand and a pencil behind his ear.
Judson Moon, he said, sticking out his hand. My name is Pete Guerra, with the Cap Times. I figured you wouldn't mind if I brought a few of the TV newsboys with me.
A couple of guys got out of the minivan, lugging video cameras, still cameras, a tripod, tape recorder, and microphone. They took a bunch of pictures of me serving people lemonade, and then Lane ushered us off to the side so Pete Guerra could interview me.
So why are you running for president, kid?
Well, I figure grown-ups have had the last 1,000 years to mess up the world. Now it's our turn.
That's a good quote, Guerra said, looking up from the pad he was scribbling on. Did you think of that yourself, or did your campaign manager feed it to you?
Lane's job is to run the campaign, I explained. My job, as a candidate for the highest office in our nation, is to come up with good quotes.
You got any pets, kid?
A parakeet, I replied. Her name is, Cuddles, I lied.
Okay, let's get down to more serious business, Judson. People are going to want to know what positions you take.
I play third base, I said. Sometimes I'll play the outfield if the coach needs me out there.
Guerra rolled his eyes and shook his head from side to side.
No, I mean your positions on the issues, your opinions. Like, what do you think about gun control?
Guns don't kill people. They usually just cause serious injuries.
What about race?
I love all the races. My dream is to see the Indianapolis 500 and the Kentucky Derby someday.
What's the first thing you plan to do when you become president?
Install a skateboard ramp in the Oval Office and redecorate the White House with heavy metal posters.
When did you decide to run for president, Judson?
When I found out the White House has a bowling alley.
When Guerra had enough of my wisecracks, he moved over to June Sires, who was dispensing her world view for free with every cup of lemonade.
Mrs. Sires, asked Guerra, how did you become Judson Moon's running mate?
Must have been my good looks and sparkling personality, she said.
Does Moon have what it takes to lead the country?
He can't hardly do any worse than the fools who are running it now, can he? She said.
Then she proceeded to give him a capsule history of the United States, which basically consisted of saying the Indians were fools, the Pilgrims were fools, the Founding Fathers were fools, the Union and the Confederacy were fools, and every politician except Franklin D. Roosevelt was a fool.
And I ought to know, she concluded, because I lived through all of them. As soon as Guerra and the TV guys left, Lane began tearing down our stand. Mrs. Sires counted up the money and proudly announced that we raised $65. There was a lot more lemonade we could have sold, but Lane wasn't interested. The idea wasn't to sell lemonade, he said. The idea was to make news. The money will come later.